Amen. Those who eat evil food, when you chop finish, you wake up, something will happen. God has ordained today to deliver you. How many of you are here? Wave your. There shall be deliverance this night. The louder you answer me, amen, the bigger your testimony. Somebody here. No condition is permanent. You believe it? Tell your neighbor. No condition is permanent. Tell him. Tell another person. Tell him. No condition is permanent. I believe in deliverance. When you are a Christian, not too many people know who you are as a believer. And this is how Apostle Paul put it, Hebrews chapter 12. See where you are when you are a Christian. Hallelujah. When you come to Christ, you are born again. When you come to Christ as a Christian, as a believer, this is where you have come to. Amen. We are followers of a message. Somebody shout the message. Somebody shout the message. Somebody shout the message. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original. Oh, the original.
The original seed.
The original seed. The original word.
What I believe.
Is what I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
He's redeemed.
The original seed. The original.
The original seed.
The original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scripture says. And our names are seen with Him, redeemed and perfect without sin. We are anointed and inspired by our God, who's original. Hallelujah. That's who we are. That's who we are.
He's what I believe.
He's what I believe.
The Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
Oh, he's with me.
He's with me.
The original seed.
The original seed. Our eyes. Our eyes are understanding. He has opened up our eyes.
Yes, sir.
Who are chained down in the
past? Who
jubilee has sounded?
And
we have responded to our God.
Who's original?
Who's original?
The original life.
The original life.
The original seed.
The original seed.
The original word.
The original word. Son of Man,
who's with
the
seventh
seal,
the
original, the
original
life,
the original
life,
the original
seal. We are called unto adoption, full authority and power.
Sleepless
saints will wake and join us for salvation in this time. Gentleness. Soon be over.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. To our God. who's original, the original,
the
original,
the original, the Son of Man,
Say it one more time. Oh, hallelujah.
The original world. He's with
Let me hear the sister. You believe it, say it now. Hallelujah, sisters. Let me hear the brothers. Hallelujah, brothers. Everybody, one more time. Oh, hallelujah.
The original
Christianity. We are traveling on the right road.
Yes,
we are traveling
on the right road.
Say it. There is one way
to the city of God. Yes,
we are traveling. One more time.
On the right road.
We are traveling.
If you will go,
tell your neighbor, don't hinder me. Don't hinder me.
I'm on my way.
Say it again.
If you would go.
Don't hinder me. Tell your neighbor, if you would go,
don't hinder me.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to the glory land.
Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, if you would go, don't hinder me. Don't hinder me. Tell him and sit down. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This church is like a fish bone in the neck of some people. Swallow, you know, great swallow. Vomit, you know, great vomit. And if you are not careful, it will kill you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brethren, we have a message. And it is not coincidence that my name is Moses. And Moses was sent to Pharaoh with a message. What is the message? Hallelujah. The message is, let my people go. And that is the entire message. Come out of all my people. It is the message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Moses went to Pharaoh. And, hallelujah, there was a snake. He had a staff before Pharaoh to confirm that God has called him. We know what happened. In the palace of Pharaoh, where he went to deliver the message, there were magicians. The gift that Moses had, the anointing, magicians also have those same magical anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the snake of Moses swallowed the snakes of the magicians. Wait and see. Wait and see. I said the snake of Moses swallowed the snakes of magicians in the palace of Pharaoh where he went to deliver the message. People are tired of listening to magicians who have a ministry without a message. What's their name? Ahimas. Hallelujah. Tonight, I said there shall be deliverance. You know why I am saying it confidently? Because God has given me a ministry for deliverance. Amen. And deliverance is a total deliverance. Deliverance from witches and wizards. Deliverance from demonic oppressions and possession. But the first deliverance he gave me was deliverance from religious mentality. And that is the greatest problem a human being can have. Because that problem can lead you to hell. See, if you are possessed by demons, it can never stop you from going to heaven. No witch can stop you from going to heaven. No demon husband, demon wife can stop you from going to heaven. No sickness can stop you from going to heaven. They can only stop you from enjoying your life as a Christian on earth. But the spirit of religion, that is the one that if God does not deliver you forever, you are on a pathway straight to hell. Why? Oh yeah, open John chapter 8. By Jesus himself. Verse 31. Listen carefully. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him. Amen. Amen. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, who was he talking to? He was talking to religious people, the Jews. He was not talking to Babalawo beer parlor drunkards somewhere in a beer parlor. Even you can see that. Amen. It's easier to preach to people in beer parlor than to preach to religious people. The man drinking beer, he knows that what he's doing is bad. That's why, according to the testimony of that sister, when they had gunshot, police and armed robbers extending gunshots. Just imagine what happened for that beer parlor. They scattered the table, pushed their bottles beer down. They were running for cover because they know, as a drunkard, if I die like this, now hell I dey go. And they know. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you die for beer parlor, then you find yourself the other side. Then they ask you for that side. Come, where they come from? What happened when you die? Call like this. Why will you say, I die for beer parlor? Now here I just had, before I know what, I see myself for here. Oh, your own, na beer parlor, from beer parlor, now you from call here. Say, follow this way. Somebody, or maybe you were sleeping with somebody's girlfriend, somebody's wife. Now he can't catch you, hit you, bah! You find yourself on the other side. You don't die. They ask you, where they happen? Where you can't join us for here? I don't know. Are they for top one? I just had bah! Now I see myself for here. Oh, I trust somebody's wife. Say, follow here. It will not be your portion. I want to die, and when I find myself at the other side, I will see angels waiting and say, welcome home. Come and rest until your brethren come to join you in the rapture. That's the kind of death I want. No, when you die, come on, finish. You go see one black animal with fire. Welcome. That is how every sinner, that is what happened. Unfortunately, God does not allow them to come back and give us testimony. But every man shall give account of himself, because the Bible says, it is appointed unto man how many times to die. After that, what? That's what I'm telling you. That's, the judgment begins from there. Okay. Who was he talking to when he said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free? He was talking to people who believed they were free. Because, according to them, they were followers of the law. And more importantly, because they believed they were Abraham's seed. Amen. Because they were Abraham's seed. I gave you a scripture. In Romans chapter 9, can we read it? I'll come back to John. Amen. Hallelujah. And verse 6. We picked it for a text that we preached on recently. Amen. I titled that message. I titled it, Salvation is not for all. Salvation is not for all. Oh. Verse 6 says, not as though the word of God has taken on effect. He said, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. And I borrowed from there concerning Israel to tell us, amen, that it is not all Christians that are of Christ. There are Christians that are not of Christ. They have become Christians, but it's something else that has made them to be Christians, but their origin, they are not born again by the Spirit of Christ. So, the fact that you are carrying Bible, you are a church worker, you are a pastor, you are this. No! For many are called, few are chosen. And you are not choosing because the name of your church is choosing. Neither are you redeemed because the name of your church is redeemed. And you are not even a bride of Jesus Christ because the name of your church is Bride Assembly. It's deeper than that. And you are not a Christian because you call yourself a Christian. Amen. The size of your Bible does not matter. The number of Christian books in your bookshelf does not matter. It's not all Christians that are of Christ. Go back now to John chapter 8. So he's talking to these religious juggernauts, listening to him, and he's telling them, "And ye shall know the truth," verse 32, "and the truth shall make you free." See the way they answer. And somebody has that same type of answer sitting down here today. He said, they answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we are never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" You see? Listen, church. Because every true seed of Abraham, they are free because they are special children of God. Amen. See, Christians, there are people going to church today. They say, "Now I'm a Christian. I cannot be in any form of bondage anymore. Shrine cannot attack me. Because I'm a Christian, I don't believe that. Now I'm born again, I don't believe that any inherited curse can follow me. I don't believe, now I'm a Christian." And some churches teach, some pastors teach that type of doctrine. Church, listen. The people that he was talking to, Jesus said, was talking to himself. They were Jews. Children of Jacob, children of Abraham. Yet Jesus looked at them and saw them in bondage. You can be a Christian and be possessed. You can be a Christian and a witch is tormenting you. You'll be sleeping, they'll come and suck your blood in the night and go. Yet a Christian. You can be a Christian and nothing you put your hand on will work. You can be a Christian. Listen, church. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't understand this, devil will deceive you and keep you in perpetual bondage. And then, I know of a minister, a brother here that was sharing with me, a particular brother in another intermediate church, that he told him that you need deliverance. He said he does not believe in deliverance. I said, "But you know you have a problem." He said, "Yes, I know I have a problem." I said, "He said, then why are you not going for deliverance?" He said, "As far as he's concerned, he's an elect." He said, "When Satan do it and tire, he go leave him, go away." Who told you Satan will be tired? Satan does not get tired. He does not get tired. As long as he is effective on you, he will continue. He is an organized kingdom. If he put a demon on you on assignment, when that demon tires, another one will come and take over from where he ends. And there are millions of demons. to take care of every human being they mean to attack. Amen. But there is a teaching, maybe from a pastor, that is giving him that type of mentality. Why are we here doing vigil every Friday in this ministry? Amen. Hallelujah. Why? If you cannot be in problem. The Bible says. The same God that wrote this scripture, the same God told the children of Israel through Moses, he was taking them to a land that he opened the eyes of their forefathers, Abraham, to see that he will occupy no end, big spans of land, the present day Israel and Palestine generally. God himself said, I am taking you there, a land flowing with milk and honey, a prosperous land. There you will stay and then have your own home. God, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The landlord of the earth is God himself. Hallelujah. And he gave a portion of land to his children, Israel, and his children. But church, every inch of that land that they occupied, they fought a battle. But it is God that gave it to them. Every inch of land they had, and even after they occupy it, they must not sleep with their two eyes. They must watch and pray. If not, Satan is planning to remove you. He's a spirit. God gave us this piece of land we are occupying here. But Satan has not slept since the day we enter here. To make sure we get up. We didn't know about this piece of land. It was prophecy that told us that this land will be given to us. And exactly according to the prophecy, God gave us this land. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I have never been in this area before. Until the day they came to show me, the deacons, that this is the land. God himself gave us. And the evidence that it is God that gave us, he puts you where he will want to fulfill his purpose in your life. And Satan knows what purpose God wants to achieve in your life. And he will attempt to fight it. God gave us a place centrally located in the town like this. Because he knew what he wanted to achieve by bringing us here. Satan has not rested since the first day. They have tried everything. Including going to the owner, the land where we bought the land from. To offer him 3 times the amount we offered him. The landlord, what do you call him? Monile told us by himself. They've gone everywhere. Involved anything you can think of. You are aware that late December, during our program, they came with how many lorry loads of trucks of policemen? 3 lorry loads of armed policemen to come and seal this place. You know the battle that has been going on. Why? But it is God that gave us. Hey, anytime God gives you better thing, Satan will fight it. Once you meet the woman that God has ordained for you, the man, sister, that God has ordained for you, if it is truly the one that God has ordained for you, that relationship will suffer problem from the first day. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But God watches over his word to perform it. When he speaks, it comes to pass. Hallelujah. And when God blesses, no human being can reverse it. No human being can reverse it. That is the reason we are here. They are believers. But Jesus saw them in bondage. And the bondage in Sodom It was not bondage to drinking beer, bondage to fornication, bondage to any other thing. They were in bondage to their religion. So much in bondage until the God they are supposed to be serving was standing before them and they could not recognize him. And it's the same thing in the church today. The same thing. When Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20 that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. When he said build, it means the church of Jesus Christ is a spiritual house. Likened to the physical temple that he gave measurement of to Moses. Likened to the temple that Solomon built. He said, he said that no other foundation can anyone lay. So, if you look at the terminologies, you discover that the Church of Jesus Christ is a building. And when he says, we are built upon a foundation that was laid by the apostles. He added, who is the chief cornerstone? It's not the apostles, but Jesus himself. What does that mean? That the building of the house of God, the church, is not a straightforward wall like that. Jesus Christ is the architect. Jesus Christ, he called us in this building, said we are lively stones. We are put together, Apostle Peter says so, for the building, for the habitation of God. Hallelujah. Church, listen. When you are building a house, some architects are here. Jesus, you are there, you are hearing me. When you are building a house for a room, now one corner, now one wall in the building, say now room. You go, you return, you return, and you return. But what he is saying there is, this building called the Church of Jesus Christ, as you are building, when you are supposed to turn, it is Christ that is the cornerstone. He is the one that will tell you when to bend. And when he tells you, okay, the length is okay, now bend like this. The first church age is over now. Go the second church age. And you say, hey, me, I will stay only with John Wesley. I will not move further, me, my own. This is what I believe. You refuse to bend when he says you should bend. Amen. Hallelujah. God sent them Moses and gave them the law. But God had told Moses, and Moses prophesied in Deuteronomy 18, that the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. He was speaking of a prophet that was coming. They were expecting the prophet. Hallelujah. They thought John was the prophet. They asked him, who are you? Are you the prophet? It means they were expecting the prophet. As another prophecy again for Elijah, they said, okay, well, are you Elijah? Because they were expecting Elijah. Hallelujah. And John the Baptist did not told them he's none of it. And referred them to the scripture he's fulfilling. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He took them back to Isaiah chapter 40. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The God, salvation is God's own business. If you refuse to allow God to lead you, and you hang on to some traditions that you have met, that have become obsolete, because the word of God is the bread of life. Hallelujah. And the bread of life is the manna that fall from heaven. And that manna, every day had the manna for that day. You were not to eat yesterday's manna today. Yes. Hallelujah. We are now in the seventh. And in each church age, he has a voice for that age. And in Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, he said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Hallelujah. And he spoke, and they rejected that message. But we have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the original Christianity. Back to Bible Christianity. My emphasis here is God was moving from the law to grace. They were too much in the bondage of their religion. They could not see when God was introducing something else for the betterment of their Christian life, for their religious life. They rejected Jesus Christ and crucified him. Even so it is now. That is why when you come to a church like this, we are a deliverance ministry that comes by the power of the spoken word. Paul said, the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are preaching here the evidence that you are in bondage of your religion is no matter what we preach, no matter which scripture we open and show you, the bondage that you are into is such that unless it is your G.O. that says it, you will never believe it. Unless you will hear that it is this is my church, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. And anybody that does like that, have that mentality, you need deliverance. You are suffering from the spirit of religion. And Christianity is not a religion. Religion means way of life. Christianity is not a way of life. Christianity is life itself. It's life. You turn down Christianity, you receive death. Now die straight, they die. Hallelujah. And he told them, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Whatever form of bondage, some people, their bondage, you are bondage of a shrine. A shrine has put you into a bondage. You are in bondage because you cannot have your freedom. Freedom to exercise your liberty. God-given liberty. Some people is a shrine. Yes, some people is demon husband. Demon wife. That says you cannot marry. And if you force yourself go marry, there will be no peace in that home. Or there will be no child in that marriage. It's a bondage. Some people, it's a man that curse you. A woman that curse you. Some people, na witch somewhere, they manipulate you. Some people, na mami water, man-made spirit. One covenant or the other kept you in bondage. But now you are in Christ. How will I be saved? Hallelujah. How will I be free? The one commonest thing happening in Christianity among human beings is this eating in the dream. And tonight we are facing that spirit. We are facing that spirit. And any spirit we face, God always honor our faith here. Amen. But see, it's not every eating in the dream that is evil, oh. It's not every eating in the dream that is evil. Anytime you go for deliverance, please make sure you are going to somebody who knows the Bible. Somebody who is spiritual. And when I say spiritual, I hope you know witches are spiritual. Eh? Witches are spiritual. Mame, the people who serve Mami Water, they are spiritual. And talk talking about somebody who is filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody who has the Spirit of God that can counsel you, that can do deliverance. And let me tell you, such a person will always do the deliverance according to the word. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It means, see, hallelujah, every Tuesday we come here for our healing and deliverance program. Amen. And every time we teach the people through one way or the other to let you know how you can receive true and lasting deliverance. True and lasting deliverance. See, there are ministers that claim to be deliverance ministers, but the truth is they are not deliverance ministers. Many of them are not. Remember, no man can deliver you from any demon. No man. No man. Church, listen. Not too many of us know the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. Not too many preachers. If you know what it means to be born again, if you know what it means to be a Christian, Christianity is so simple. You know why it is so simple? Because it is not you saving yourself. It is God that is saving you. It's not you saving yourself. Because if you are going to save yourself, you can't. Church, listen. Christianity is God's own business. To transform a sinner to a saint. The power comes from Him. The only part we have to play is submit ourselves. Submit yourself. Have your way, O Lord. In my life. Have your way, O Lord. That's all. That's all. That's all. To open your heart. He said he stands at the door and knock. If any man open, he will enter. Just stand and open. Say, Lord, come, take over. Let me tell you, church. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The Bible says so. Deliverance that tells you, you go for deliverance, they tell you, go and do some dry fasting somewhere. Sure, you have confirmed, you don't do the dry fasting, tired. The thing go, you know, go. If you go, it goes all easy. The next day, come back again. Why? Because there is nowhere written in the Bible that for you to receive deliverance, you should go to a mountain for dry fasting. Nothing like that. Deliverance does not come by dry fasting. Deliverance does not come by you going to any mountain. Let nobody tell you, say, if we go mountain, the thing will go. Now lie. Let him show you in the Bible where he said, if I go mountain, the thing will go. Nothing like that. The blood of Jesus Christ has taken care of you going to the mountain. The blood of Jesus Christ has taken care of you doing dry fasting. The fasting you will have done, he did it for you. He did the fasting for you. And that's why he's the only one that has the ability to set you free. Hallelujah. But how will he set you free? He said, and ye shall know the truth. There is something you should know. That's why he said, my people are destroyed for lack of what? Did he say for lack of fasting? Eh? Did he say for lack of going to mountain? Did he say for lack of going to camp? No. Now, I am not against you going to the mountain. I'm not against you fasting. We here, we believe in fasting. In fact, from 27th of May, is it 27th? 27th of May, we are starting as a church 21 days fasting, 6 to 6. Hallelujah. We do that every year. And listen, and for our members here, every Friday we fast. Every Friday we fast. Now, church, listen. I'm not against it. Amen. But never you think that you are looking for something from God, and the only way to get it is to go to a mountain. It's a lie. It's a lie. Let me tell you why I go to mountain, why I go to camp. I go for self-consecration. I know that the blessings of God have been released on the cross of Calvary. I know the only hindrance that can hinder me is me, myself. The Bible calls it the works of the flesh. He said the sin that doth easily beset me, sin that draw me back from the presence of God. So I know, and Apostle Paul gave us a key. He said every day, he learned to keep his body under. Under what? Under the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that he will allow the Spirit to rule him. He will walk by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Amen. And the one way to tame this flesh is to fast. It's to fast. You are more alert in the Spirit when you live a fasted life. You are more alert. Watch it. Even in the night, if you eat too much, if you want to pray that night, you don't go feel pray. That night, the food you eat, depending on even what you eat. Any man that wants to wake up in the night and pray, you know, spiritual people, you will check the type of food you will eat. You will remain light, because if you say, make I sleep, put alarm clock, alarm go ring, you don't go hear. You go sleep, and at that night, you go sleep deepest. When you wake up, you begin to, hey, I don't wake up, pray again. Why? It's because you did not prepare the spirit man for it. The flesh took over. That is the reason we fast. So that the Bible says, if a man's way pleases the Lord, hallelujah, he maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. Therefore, the wisest thing to do is for me to live a life pleasing before God. I know if I live a life pleasing before God, every battle I will be a winner. Certainly, that is why I fast. But don't you ever think that you will fast. Church, our God is not a wicked God. He's not a wicked God. Only two things. Amen. Hallelujah. Unbelief. Unbelief. What God needs is faith. 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 Backed up with a prayer life. A holy living life. A life of holiness. Why must you live a holy life? The Bible says, without holiness, no man will see God. And if you don't see God, you must see something else. You either see God or you see Satan. Each time you live a dirty life as a human being, a Christian, you make the glory of God to depart from you. God's protection over you is removed. And of course, break the edge. What will happen? That is it. That is it. Something we bite. But as long as that edge is around, through holy living, amen, the accuser of the brethren has nothing to accuse you of. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Which truth? Truth number one is that as long as your sins are upon you, the Bible said the prayer of a sinner is abomination before God. And there are two types of sins. The first one is the Adamic sin. The curse that came to us, that we inherited through the sin of our forefather and mother, Adam and Eve. The second one is outright disobedience now as a child of God. For he has given us the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. He came to his own. John chapter 1 verse 11. His own received him not. But as many, how many of them are here? As many as received him, how many? As many as received him, to them gave he power to do what? To become sons of God. And the power to become a son of God is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the power that transforms a sinner to a saint. It releases that power upon you. That is the resurrection power. That is the power. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The first power is the power of transformation that can transform you from your sin nature to a saint. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old nature. See, all nature, all things are past. The older life, the life that I live, is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. The things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. That is, I don't find pleasure in them anymore. I was a nightclub goer. I don't find pleasure in it anymore. I used to enjoy this worldly nonsense music. I don't find pleasure in them anymore. I used to drink alcohol. I don't find pleasure in them anymore. I was a womanizer. I don't find pleasure in going out with a woman that is not my wife anymore. It's not by my power. It is by the power of God that liveth in me. That is the meaning of grace. God living in me and helping me to live a life pleasing before Him. And Paul said it in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. The power working righteousness in me. That's the meaning of grace. And when you are able to come to that estate and you have a relationship with God, hallelujah, hallelujah, nothing shall be impossible before you. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be impossible before you. Because when you speak, heaven will back it up. Hallelujah. And some of you think that heaven hears my voice because I am a pastor. No! No! Lie, no! And then you are struggling to see me. I know, pastor, if you pray, I know heaven honors your word. If all the heaven will honor my word, why don't honor your own too? Not because I'm a pastor. No. It is because I live a life that is pleasing before Him. Nothing more. Why? The Revelation chapter 12 and verse 10 speaks about the accuser of the brethren. They accuse us day and night. When in time, what is He accusing you of? It's Satan the devil. When I stand here to minister, hallelujah, to pray for you, if there is any comma, anything that Satan can use against me to tell heaven not to back my word, he will go before the angels that are working with me here now and tell them, look, oh, you cannot answer his prayer. No. Why? You know, she say he get girlfriend somewhere. He sleep with somebody somewhere. They do this one. He's accusing us day and night. That's why Jesus Christ said the prince of this world cometh. He's coming to look for something he can accuse Jesus Christ of. He said, but he will find nothing in him. And every true child of God, including ministers, especially those of us who stand before demons like this, that are looking at us. It isn't everybody sitting here be human being. No, some of them are serpent seeds. Hallelujah. Some of them hate me as I talk now. Hallelujah. Last Tuesday, you saw what happened here. Eh? You don't see what happened? You don't see what happened here? Where you go? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know what happened. Where you go last Tuesday? It's not be workers' day. Amen. Hallelujah. The man was sent by agents, you know. I think he said somewhere from they belong to something, India or something. And he said that he was sending some projecting because they say he should come and meet the man, the pastor, and one house man. But he said when he came, he said he saw fire all around me. He could not throw that thing. Hey, listen. If the accuser of the brethren came and found something in me, he will come and tell those angels surrounding me, say, Mona, give way, give way. What happened? You know they see. The accuser of the brethren. It's true. Church, some of you are here today. How many of us that are here today can turn and look at your life as a Christian and say, the accuser of the brethren cannot accuse me of anything? Oh, he said, I don't fornicate, and I hope you don't gossip too. It's true. You say, I don't gossip, and I hope you don't have unforgiveness. Yes. Hallelujah. So there are other little things that he can still use against you. The big one, you know they do them. But the small one too, sin and sin. Amen. Sin, nothing. Church, why I'm saying this is this. I want somebody to make today a reference date in your life. That chop, that demonic possession that they put demons inside your body in your dream, I want it today to end. And it shall end today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, what I'm telling you, you will not hear it from a deliverance minister. So called. Because so many of them do not even understand the workings of the Spirit. I don't even understand the workings of the Spirit. I know of some people who are genuinely gifted by the Holy Ghost. And they went for deliverance. And they were saying that they were possessed by some familiar spirits. And deliverance minister is conducting deliverance on them. You are casting out Holy Ghost. You see? Until God will make them come our way. Even before they sit down, you are seeing something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people write book on dreams. And say, if you dream like this, this is what it means. If you dream like this, this is what it means. It is just creating confusion. That's the truth. Dream is one of the commonest ways God talks to his people. Hallelujah. And the way, the symbols that God uses to talk to me may be different from the symbols God will use to talk to you if he's giving us symbolic dreams. And somebody else will be swimming in water and it could be demonic, something bad. Another person swimming in water may mean a different thing entirely. The same thing also when it comes to eating in the dream. And before you get worried over a dream you have, watch a trend. Anytime I see this type of dream, this thing always happens. Then you begin to watch such a dream so that when you see it, you begin to act on it. But let me tell you, church, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not every eating in the dream that is evil. Unless when you come out of that dream, you begin to experience some negative things. Either pains, a particular sickness will start, or something will collapse around you. Unless it is that. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Sweet of delusion.
They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is
His mercy is still available. The trials of a Christian. Christians face trials. The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.
So simple. And then when you remember how many mountains you have gone, when you remember how many dry fastings you have done, only to see one small thing when you do, and the thing disappeared. God does it like that because He likes to take all the glory. If you had that deliverance as a result of a dry fasting, you can boast small now. When you see somebody who gets that kind of problem, you say, ah, brother, it was 7 days dry fasting. That is what took you. And then the person you are telling, he can't even fast at 12 o'clock. So, where will I go? Where will I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. So you understand what I mean now? You understand what I mean now? So you are now boasting. You received the deliverance because you had the ability to do 7 days. No food, no water. Then, the same problem with another sister. She, her own, she will suffer all herself. If it reach 8 a.m., she never chop. Her eye go to sisters. So, that means she will remain like that. That's why He will not allow you to go that level. When it is time for Him to step into your matter, He will use a very simple thing. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. Eh? You know, I always refer to you because now you, they sit down here, where they see you, they remember your own. Eh? Very simple, isn't it? That thing you were eating in the dream since when? Since when, you? Eh?
Almost 25 years.
Every day?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yes, sir.
You will just eat like that?
Yes, sir.
Maybe that's why you're fresh like this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This same ministration you will do this night. Eh? I'm sure you have gone for fasting. Eh? Let's hear you. Eh?
I've gone to so many churches where they even book me on fasting, dry fasting upon that day.
You go mountain?
No, not mountain. Camp.
Camp.
Camp, sir.
Camp.
Yes, sir.
Mm. And the thing no go. When you come back, sir, the food will increase.
Yes, sir.
God, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But a simple ministration. I'm sure that day you chop well, well, sir, before coming to church. Eh?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Did you fast that day?
No, no.
That day you chop well, well.
Yes, sir.
You didn't even know I would tell you to do that.
No.
I just said, come outside.
Yes, sir.
And you did that simple ministration.
Yes, sir.
That will be somebody's testimony in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I round up, let me say this. The Adamic sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody here, you are not fornicating. You don't lie. You don't steal. You don't drink. You don't gossip. In fact, every night, 3 hours with the Lord in prayers. Every day, you look, your skirt, they sweep ground. Long, look. In fact, all your dress, na turtleneck. All, everything, look. See, even your blouse, na oversize. You know, just like that, holy sister. Amen. Amen. Yet, demons going to torment you. And you're wondering why. One of the reasons, if the works of the flesh you have been able to conquer, be sure that the Adamic sin that you inherited from your father, from your mother, Adam and Eve, has been taken care of. As long as that sin is upon you, the accuser of the brethren will torment you. And that is the sin that took Jesus Christ to the cross of Calvary. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But there is a gift of God that is unto eternal life. Jesus is that gift on the cross of Calvary. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. So, our sins that we inherited from the Garden of Eden, they were taken care of. That sin was taken care of on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. That's why he said, we should go and preach the gospel to the whole world. And he said, he that believeth, Mark 16 verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Not only believe, believe and be baptized. And I will ask, what do you believe? What are you to believe? Number one, you are to believe what he did on the cross of Calvary, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Isaiah 53 verse 1, he said, who will believe our report? That is the gospel. Who will believe our gospel? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave. He stretched forth his hand and gave us Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who has understood who Jesus is? And in Matthew 16, he said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who do you know me to be? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Now, you say, you believe the gospel that he was bruised for our iniquity. Hallelujah. That the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And that by his stripes we are healed. Are you sick? Do you believe by his stripes we are healed? Yes, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. The curse working against me has been nailed to the cross on Calvary. The covenant working against me has been nailed to the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. The bondage working against me, poverty, everything. He who was rich in all things became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. Hallelujah. He said, and everything disturbing us, packed it and nailed it to the cross on Calvary and shouted, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. He that believed this account, hallelujah, and is baptized. The emphasis is baptism. It is water baptism. As simple as that it is, that's all we say here every Tuesday. Somebody may be hearing me for the first time. If you have not yet been baptized, and you are a holy sister, as far as God is concerned, it is self-righteousness. You are only a moralist. Because there are Muslims that do better than you. There are Hindus that do better than you. In fact, they are old. Hallelujah. Then they carry veil, cover everywhere, leave only eye when they come out for street. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until you are baptized. This baptism is water baptism. Amen. Water baptism is you demonstrating your faith of the cross. Yes, I believe Jesus Christ died for me. Yes, I believe that he nailed all my problems on the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. The accuser of the brethren is looking at you. Amen. See the number of abortions you have committed. You say you're a Christian now. All that was nailed to the cross on Calvary. And you come before a man of God. and you identify with that cross through water baptism, you die with him, that is repentance. You are buried with him, the mortal immersion, and you resurrected with him into a new life. That is what is demonstrated. Once you come out of that water, every sin you have ever committed till that point in time is remitted, and the devil will search for what to accuse you of. He will notice the blood of Jesus Christ has taken care of it. Hallelujah. That's why he said the accuser of the brethren, Revelation chapter 12, and he said they overcame him, the accuser of the brethren, with what? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And I've explained that scripture to you. The blood of the Lamb there is you bringing yourself for the blood of Jesus Christ to speak for you. Coming under a new covenant of the blood of Jesus. And it is you, or the blood speaks to you. When you repent, you believe, you repent, and you enter that water, and you come out. Every sin, are you an armed robber? Every one sin that you committed, kill how many people? You did it in ignorance. You did it as an unbeliever. That is why the blood of Jesus Christ was shed. As you enter that blood and come out, you can joyfully tell the devil who wants to accuse you. They ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, how many people here? Where are they? They are underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. A far removed as darkness is from God. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Oh, praise God. One more time. Oh, we are a day, they are on the cross of Calvary. I removed. That's why I am happy. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. How many sisters can say? Sisters, we are a day. He cannot accuse you anymore. Let me hear the brothers now. Oh, we are a day, brother. Where is your sin? Tell the devil. In the sea of it's good enough for me. Everybody now. Oh, we are a day. Yes, sir, that's why I'm happy.
I'm far removed
as darkness is from God. Hallelujah.
In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God.
Hallelujah. That's the truth. Sit down, church. There is therefore now no condemnation. The accuser of the brethren cannot condemn you anymore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I mean is the deliverance God will deliver you now. But as soon as you have opportunity, go and be baptized. Why? So that whatever it is that Satan is using to make any claim around you can be taken away. Amen. I have said it several times before, church. When I say, enter that water, your sins are remitted, I say, the power that demon has, that shrine has, mommy water has, I say, the power is taken away. I didn't say that Satan will not come to you again. He will come, but he will discover he is now powerless. It is now you can go for deliverance, and that deliverance shall be permanent. It is now, in fact, you can deliver yourself, because you will quote who you are to him. And when Satan knows you have, you know your right, he's careful around you. That's why he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is the difference? Why is it that if you want to do anything with somebody, you will go and hire a lawyer? There is something that lawyer knows that he enforces. You have a lawyer so that he can advocate for you. We too, we have a spiritual lawyer. The Bible says Jesus Christ is our advocate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we're here to pray. That's why we pray in our homes. That's why every Christian must have a, you know, deliberately designed prayer program for yourself, where you do some cleansing around you. That's why every true living church must not make prayer secondary. Prayer must be among the primary things you do in that church. Every believer, you don't pray, Satan will finish you. The weapon he gave us is prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is enforcing your rights. Hallelujah. 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 Listen, church. His power is broken. When you enter that water and you come out, and Satan knows that his power is broken. Therefore, even this simple process of justification, three works of grace, justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Satan knows what it means. He has messed it up so that he will make us do it wrongly. And if you do, see, doctor give you medicine as a prescription for a problem to go. If you don't take it according to the prescription of the doctor, you will never get your healing. It's true. Hallelujah. For your sins to be remitted, so that the accuser of the brethren will not have anything to do with you, is number one, repent. Number two, enter that water. There is, hallelujah, wrong baptism, and there is correct baptism. Infant baptism will never take the problem away from you, because infant baptism cannot remit your sins. Infant baptism is wrong. Sprinkling of water on somebody is wrong. Hallelujah. It's wrong. Amen. And those of you who baptize by immersion, you are correct. Water baptism is by immersion, but there is a wrong immersion. Because the Bible says we should go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The emphasis is the name. Somebody hearing me for the first time. If anybody carry you to baptismal school, after he spent so many months, you fail, you repeat, you come pass finally. Then he take you, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and put you inside water and bring you out. You have not baptized yet in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Listen again. Look at your neighbor. Use your elbow. Wake her up. Don't be afraid. Just hit her. Hit her. Listen, church. I know many of you here, you have baptized correctly. Wave your hand. How many of you? I know. Praise God. But even if now one person I'm talking to now, listen. And those who are possessed with the spirit of religion, as I talk this one, they don't switch off. But then this one, they talk. Bible says, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I baptize my immersion in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You say, I'm wrong. You like, say, I come wrong church. Thank God, you can't go back now. 2 a.m. No matter how you vex, you can't go. You go out there, whole pieces, waiting outside. You are possessed. You don't know it. In some of you to say, what is this man saying? And listen carefully. Because I'm not Reverend Doctor. Because I don't go Bible school. Because I'm not answering bishop. Or because I don't get special seat for altar. You know, some pastors even have microphone and only them they use them. The altar where nobody they stand there and only them they stand there. Now that kind of place people like. Amen. But God in simplicity, they will miss him. Listen, church. The Bible says, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here? You were baptized like I have just explained. They took you to the water in your church. And they put you inside the water. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And they brought you out. And say you have been baptized. Some they even give you certificate, baptismal certificate. Hallelujah. Can you stand up? I want to let you know that it is wrong. One, two sisters, any brother, three brother. Who again? Give her a microphone, this one. Which church were you baptized?
Baptist church. Baptist church.
Baptist people, they baptize wrongly. What of you?
Assemblies of God.
Assemblies of God, they baptize wrongly. If you are standing up, you are from Assemblies of God. Sit down. They baptize wrongly. Sit down, Assemblies. Assemblies. You can call.
Deeper Life.
They baptize wrongly in Deeper Life. Very, very wrong. Sit down. Next person, yes?
Winners.
Winners. They baptize the same way, wrongly.
Catholic.
Wrong baptism. Catholic. Yes, who again?
Redeemed.
Redeemed. They baptize wrongly. Who again?
United Church of Christ.
If they baptize wrongly, Trinitarians. You go.
Christ Apostolic Church.
They baptize wrongly, CAC. Those ones, you go.
Christ Embassy.
Who again? Who?
Christ
Who?
Embassy. Christ Embassy.
Where are they? Who? Where? They can see the way you dress.
Christ Embassy.
Why you dress like this? Call here, and I saw that they dress for your church. Christ Embassy, they baptize correctly. They baptize correctly. But that's the only thing they do correct in that church.
Thank you.
So you have been correctly baptized. I know the way they baptize. Who again?
Four Square.
Wrong baptism, Four Square.
7 days Adventist. 7 days Adventist.
7 day Adventist, wrong baptism.
House of the Shepherd.
I don't know that one. Where is the house of the sheep? Praise the Lord. Listen, I am not yapping your church. I'm saying it in a way that will make you listen to me. Where is that Assemblies of God woman? Assemblies of God. Give her microphone there. Give her microphone there. Stand there. Answer me. That scripture says, go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. Correct? Answer so that they can hear you. In the name of the Father.
No.
What?
In the name of Jesus Christ.
No, you are from Assemblies of God.
Yes. Yes.
How do you baptize in Assemblies of God?
They put you inside the water.
Uh-huh.
And they would say, we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Then they will lift you up.
Then they'll bring you out. So yes. That's how they do. Like she's saying, they will take you inside the water and dip you inside in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in obedience to Matthew 28:19. But I'm saying that scripture, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, the emphasis is the name. It simply means the Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Spirit is coming in a name. What is that name, church? Therefore, to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, one name, you are to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because that is the name for redemption. That is the name of the Creator of the heavens and the earth for the purpose of redemption. In words or in deed, whatever you do, the Bible in Colossians 3:17 said, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. And every baptism in the Bible, New Testament church, was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because that name, Jesus, is the name of the Father, according to the Bible, and of the Son, according to the Bible, and of the Holy Ghost. One name! And why? They refuse to understand that commandment because of the doctrine of Trinity. Is there any question before we fire on now? Yes? Ooh, ask your question.
Praise the Lord. I want to ask
God bless
a question.
You.
I was once a member of the Assembly of God.
Yes.
At Ayegu De there. But they forced us to go when we are in youth to go and do baptism. But in that church, it wasn't in the river. They pour water like a well. Just small bowl, like all this, like a children swimming pool. Is it a normal baptism?
That water cover you?
They cover the water. The water did not cover. It's not, but it's plenty. They baptize normal backwardness.
They put you and the water cover you?
Yes. Dip your face. But it's not like a river, is it?
No, the water cover you.
Yes.
The water covering you, that's the meaning of immersion. Baptizo is the Greek word. The English word is immersion. It's to be immersed. Baptizo. Let the water cover you. I've answered that question before. The process of you being covered by the water is also speaking of you dying and entering a grave, and the grave must cover you. So that is what it means. And you can be buried anywhere. It can be in a running river, can be a swimming pool, it can be a bathtub, provided the water covers you. That is the important thing. But the name, they did it correctly.
Yes.
But they got the wrong name. They could not get the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, that baptism is wrong. Go and re-baptize.
Thank you.
Who again? By this water, hypertension, diabetes, ulcer, cancer, HIV, AIDS, cough, chest problem is over in the name of
on Jesus. I declare this water a hormonal drug in the name of Jesus. I declare this water the medicine of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, the brother there.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sir, based on the statement you made, it got me confused somewhere. Where you said that you have to be baptized only in the name of the Son. But the Bible said you have to be...
I didn't say only on the name of the Son. I say you have to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And that statement was made by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Yes.
And then there is Trinity in the Godhead. God the Father and God the Son being one.
Let me hear you.
Right?
Yes.
So, when you made that statement, I got confused that the name of the Lord, the baptism of by immersion has to be in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit before one has to be immersed into the water and be brought out.
Amen. You know, you are the one adding something there. The Bible didn't say baptize in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Now you add that one.
I said God the Father, God the Father, no, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
There's nothing like that in that scripture. He said, baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Baptize in that name. The emphasis is name of the Father. If you are not just reading Bible, but you are studying the Bible, the first question that will come to you is, what is the name of the Father? So that you will use it and baptize. Then you will find out what is the name of the Son. So that you will use it and baptize. Then you will find out what is the name of the Holy Ghost. So that you will use it to baptize. Because he says you should baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And if you study the Bible, you will discover that the name of the Father, he gave it to his Son. And the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. What is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
So if you are to baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you use?
The name of the Lord Jesus.
So if I say, go and baptize in the name of the Son, if you go to the river to baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you use?
I use the name Jesus.
You will not go to the river and say, I baptize in the name of the Son, and enter and come out?
No, sir.
Why? Because you know the name of the Son.
Yes.
It is only the name of the Father you don't know. Okay, let me help him. Open John chapter 5. Verse 43.
It says, I am calling my Father's.
Who is the person speaking?
Jesus.
Jesus saying what? Say, read it again.
I am come in my Father's name.
Read again.
I am come in my Father's name.
In which name did he come?
In his Father's name.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Therefore, what is the Father's name?
Jesus.
If his name is Jesus and he said, I come in my Father's name, it simply means his name is the name of the Father. And who is his Father? Open Matthew chapter 1. Read from verse 18.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
This is how Jesus Christ was born. Uh-huh.
When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph.
Yes.
Before they came together.
The marriage was contracted, what happened?
She was found with a child of the Holy Ghost.
He was found with a child of who?
Holy Ghost.
He was born with a child of who?
Holy Ghost.
Who is the father of that child?
Holy Ghost.
Who is that child?
Jesus.
Who is his father?
The Holy Ghost.
Go to John chapter 14. Read verse 26.
John 14.
This is Jesus Christ speaking. Uh-huh.
Verse 26.
Yes.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost,
uh-huh,
whom the Father will send in my name.
In which name will the Father send the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Eh? In which name will the Father send the Holy Spirit?
In the name of Jesus.
So what is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Father?
Same name.
Clap your hands now. Therefore, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Which name will you use to baptize?
Jesus.
Why? Because Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Correct water baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any other baptism, go back and rebaptize before it is too late. Yes?
Praise the Lord, church.
Uh-huh.
Daddy, please, sir, I want you to throw light in us. If someone finds himself flying in the air like a group of people is pursuing you, and you find yourself flying in the air, please, I want you to throw light in
us. Amen. Whether you are flying or you are running, amen. The fact that those pursuing you did not get you, that is the emphasis. It's not how you escape from them that matters. But the important thing is that they did not get you. To escape from danger, God can use any means for your spirit to escape. Include flying, include even swimming across the river. When they are swimming, the same river will swallow all of them. You will swim across. Including running. Yes?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Although which is the fly, oh? Which is the fly, oh?
I believe that infant baptism is wrong. But my question is, at what age will a child be baptized for it to be right?
An age where he knows and he can differentiate between good and bad. Where he can know to do good and to do right. Where he can come and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and personal Savior. Not because you force him to, but because he believes and is convinced. That is the age he can be baptized.
Okay, excuse me, sir. Let's take for example, a child that is 5 years. Let's say between 5 to 7 years, I think we say that child sometimes might not be able to confess at that very time to say this is the good or the bad. So if such a child dies, what happens at that very point?
The blood of Jesus has taken care of him. Thank you. Yes? Any other sister? You, yes. Next person.
Praise God. Pastor, I firstly want to thank you for your invaluable in-depth teaching. Sir?
Thank you.
Can baptism take one to heaven?
Baptism.
Is it a sure ticket to heaven?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I will answer you potentially yes. The truth is this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. If you are going to go home today, yes, if you stand here without moving, will you ever get home?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
If you are going to go home now, you will start with a step in the right direction. Water baptism is the next step you take after repentance. So that's why I say potentially yes. Because water baptism is the process of justification. Three works of grace. God is perfected in the number three. 3 is God's number for perfection. And he perfected our redemption by 3 works of grace. Hallelujah. Number Amen. 1, he calls you. Can we open Bible? Romans chapter 8. Open your 29.
Romans 8, 29.
Yes. Remember that 28 says, all things work together for good to them who are the called and those who are, who love God and those who are the called according to his purpose.
For whom he foreknew.
Yes.
He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Okay. Go on.
Moreover,
yes,
whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called.
Remember now. Okay, go ahead. Whom he called.
These he also justified.
They are those that he justified.
And whom he justified.
Yes.
These he also glorified.
Them he also glorified. When Jesus Christ calls you, he justifies you. The process of justification is the process whereby the sin that separated man from God is removed so that we have access to him. You stand before him as if you have never sinned before. Yet, the sin nature is still in you. And no man has the ability to live a life pleasing before God when you are in this flesh. Water baptism removes the guilt of sin that was upon every one of us and positions us for God to deal with the sin nature in us. So, he, those that he called, remember the call of God. I preached that message several times here. If it is God, there are two types of call. There is a call for God to call you because he wants to use you. But there is also the call that he called you so that, you know, to adopt you as his son and take you to heaven and clean this world and bring us to fulfill the purpose of creating Adam and Eve on earth. So, when God calls you for the purpose of salvation, for the purpose of redemption, this is the process he does. He removes that sin through the process of justification, water baptism, after you have repented. Because some people go for water baptism without repentance. It is wrong baptism. Even if you do it in brother assembly 10 times. If you have not repented, you have wasted your time. Now, then, God now will now glorify you. Glorification is the process where God changes a sinner to a saint by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that's why the Bible says in Romans 8 verse 9, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. So, water baptism, yes, is the first step to heaven.
Thanks, sir. God sir, bless you. Is there any possibility of unbaptized fellows making heaven?
Lie. Because no sinner will go to heaven.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
My question goes like this.
No more, please. These people start here. It's enough. Make we pray.
We are talking about eating in the dream. Mine is whether eating in the dream or demon in the dream. I want to know and confirm.
Whether?
I don't know whether it is eating in the dream or demon in the dream. I want to know more about it. Whether it is demon in the dream or eating in the dream. Because by between 2 a.m. to 2:30, I'll be somewhere. I will not know, unknown to me. I'll be vomiting blood. I'll vomit enough blood.
In the spirit.
And
is it physical or in the spirit?
In the dream. When I'm asleep.
When you wake up, do you see the blood?
I will see the blood. I will even vomit it. I will see it from dream to the reality. And that as making my right hand to be damaged.
I have told you already earlier on, I said the evidence that food you are eating in the dream is evil is that when you wake up, it creates a problem. That is evidence it is an evil food It's a poison they are putting in your system.
But mine is not food. I will be rolling like a demon, real demon. That is what they said. I will not know.
Not be eating dream now.
So I don't know.
You don't chop anything for dream now. Your own is you are being attacked. You need deliverance. You know,
my
eating.
Right hand has
damaged. Your right hand. You just need deliverance. Where do you worship?
I worship at Living Faith.
Living Faith.
Yeah.
Winners Chapel.
Yes, sir.
You are a winner already.
Yes, sir.
You are a winner. Don't be afraid. You are a winner.
Yes, sir.
Eh? Are you not a winner?
I'm a winner.
Uh-huh.
I believe in God.
Yes. Have you been baptized?
No, when I...
So how will you win if you have not been baptized? Did you hear my teaching today?
Yes, sir.
You can never win until you have been baptized correctly. No matter how anointed your geo is, amen. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Go and be baptized. Come here next Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
I beg you, God directed you here for a purpose.
Yes,
nobody comes to this church by accident.
Yes, I believe.
God has ordained this place to deliver you.
I believe.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
If this thing goes, will you know?
Yes.
So your hand is paining you now?
I can't raise it up.
You can't raise it up.
Yes.
So if you raise it up now, will you come back here and baptize on Tuesday?
Yes.
Somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Open John chapter 1. Who is with the Bible there? John chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12.
And he came unto his own.
Yes.
And his own received him not.
Yes.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Uh-huh.
Even to them that believe on
that
his
is
name.
That's the one I'm looking for. Even what?
To them that believe on his name.
Even to them that believe on his
name.
Do you believe in the name of Jesus?
Yes, I believe.
You're saying something.
Yes.
Do you believe in the name of Jesus?
Yes, I believe, because when I went to the hospital, they said there is fracture and this place has been removed, this joint. But I told them that I believe in God, that my arm cannot be removed because I cannot have a fracture.
There is power in the name. Not name. There is power in the name.
In the name Jesus.
There is healing in the name.
In the name Jesus.
There is deliverance in the name. Yes, Lord.
In the name Jesus.
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 Shout that name!
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Believe that at the mention of that name, every knee must bow. This infirmity was nailed to the cross on Calvary. They dislocated her hands. See? They dislocated her. Is it your first time of coming here?
Yes.
Today is your first time of coming here?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. This shall be among the testimonies for today. Since when has this been tormenting you?
3 years.
Oh. You have not been able to use this hand. 3 years. You woke up with this. Hallelujah. 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 There shall be deliverance. Bring a chair, sit down here first. You are not going back with this today. They are going to walk on this. The bone shifted out. See? Wait, there is a power that will shift it back to position.
Amen.
That power was released on the cross of Calvary. Sit down first. Make I talk to my people. Hallelujah. I think don't finish. You go.
Church, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, Pastor, I want to be convinced today concerning the baptism. So the scripture said that there's no unclean thing shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And concerning the small ones, let's say, because he said until somebody repents and confess with her mouth or his mouth before she or he will be baptized. So, since no unclean thing shall inherit the kingdom of God, and you mentioned Adamic sin, and I believe that no one died with Adamic sin that shall inherit the kingdom of God. And Adamic baptism wash away the Adamic sin, and the person have not had the opportunity to confess and repent and died, what will happen? And another question I have, is it because...
You are talking of the child.
From child to... until the age the person will confess, maybe the person doesn't have...
And the person did not reach that age and died. That is, if a child dies, he's supposed to have died with the Adamic sin. Is that your question?
Yes.
So he cannot make heaven.
That's what I want
so
to
you are
hear
saying,
from
what
you.
Happens to that? Yes. I just didn't want to go into it because there is a teaching and it will take some time. But I can tell you this, church. There is a name... That's a book, I mean to say, that has the name of those to be redeemed. It is called the Book of Life. And let me tell you, everyone that is to be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, their names are in that book. And the name is not written there the day you give your life to Christ. When was the name written? The Bible says from the foundation of the world. Because in verse 29, remember, Jesus Christ said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But John 6:44 says, no man can come to Christ except the Father who sent him draw you. Now, so, you can never be a Christian except God draws you to Christ. Now, when God draws you, that is the call. Now, but who are those that he calls? Why would the Father draw you and not draw another person who lies in sin? Verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, Romans chapter 8, he did predestinate. Through foreknowledge of who you are right from your mother's womb, God knows what you will be. God knows who he will reveal himself to, and they will believe. And those who will not believe. And he wrote their names, those who will believe, before he even started with Adam. I'm just summarizing it. And everyone whose name that is written in that book, they are the reason Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary. That's why I say salvation is not for all. It is for only those whose names are written in the book of life. If that child's name is in the book of life, there is not, if you like, burn them, throw them for toilet. You go cry to death, they will bring her out from that toilet. You don't go die. And God will watch over that child until he reaches the age that you will give the child the Holy Ghost, which is eternal life, before anything can happen. So if a child dies without receiving salvation, that's why I said the blood of Jesus Christ will take care of him. I just use it to close the matter. But the truth is, it is evidence, his name is not in the book of life. Thank you. What do you want to talk?
Praise the Lord. That it has to do with the dry fasting.
Let them hear you.
It has to do with the fasting you told us about, the dry fasting. It is not through fasting that God will deliver you.
Yes.
There was a place I went to. So I now saw the man of God. He said that there is one woman that vowed that before I will get married, that I must suffer. Yes. And she now put a mark on my face that I have to go for dry fasting. Then after the fasting, I have to seal the fasting with 10,000 naira seed. So that's what I want to find out, whether if it's the right thing for someone to do.
Praise the Lord. Every false preacher sitting down commercializing the gospel. Holy Ghost! So you see, say, no be pastor. I want hungry man, we're hungry, they wire up. They go sit down, they use ignorance of Christians. They collect money from them. No genuine, look, even unbelievers, no real powerful babalawo, they don't charge. Now when the thing don't work for you, you will come see them. Do you understand? And they know they even charge very well, the real babalawo. They just make something, just, you know, bring offering. And even the Bible teaches that when you are coming before a prophet, you don't come empty. And so he said, even when you come to his presence, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 say, don't come empty. That's why offering is part of the... Listen, church, that man is fake. And anybody that tells you that see the problem you have and does not give you solution, now lie, they talk. Don't be God, tell them.
Sorry to interrupt you, because the person that directed me, when I was coming back, he now said, where are you coming from? I told her. He said that even the in-law went there.
Talk to the microphone.
The in-law went there. They now asked him to sow a seed of 50,000, which he did. And since then, that the door has opened. So when he even told me that 10,000, because he asked me, what am I doing? I told him for now that I don't have a job. So he said, I should go and look for where I will get 10,000 naira. So that after the prayer on Sunday, then I have to come to him with that 10,000 naira. So he said, then I will have to continue living a holy life. So that's what he told me.
I have told you, the Bible says freely we have received and freely we give. Commercialization of the gospel is of the devil. No true man of God will tell you to bring money for me to pray for you. He said, Babalao. And it's even a fake Babalao. There's nothing like that. Amen. And let me tell you, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You have this Bible for you to know who is a true man of God. But some of us, you know, if those who suffer this thing pass, like women looking for fruit of the womb, they want to save their marriage. Anything, provided I will get the child, anything. So they even go, some of them go and jam some of these demonic men of God and sleep with them. Yes, all you want, no be picking you want, I will give you. It's true. You see? And you go, you get one small problem, you go there and create more problems for yourself. Don't go there and give money. Your deliverance is not in the hand of that man, it's in the hand of God.
Amen.
You are not a member of this church.
I've been coming for an IVG.
You are an IVG member. No member of this church will fall prey to such. Our eyes of understanding has opened it. Tell him off. If they want to force you, they say, if you don't bring it, you will die. Ask him which day I go die. Which day? If I don't bring it, by which day I go die? Then after that day, go and meet and say, I never die you. You are false. Praise the Lord. How can God show me your problem and not tell me solution? By which spirit did I see? What do you want to talk? Yes?
God bless you, sir. My question is, you said without baptism, many people will not go to heaven. Now that you are the one that knows the truth, and you know that many churches are baptizing wrongly, I want to know, what is your approach to it? And what are you doing about it?
I am not the only one. Listen. I am not the only one that know this doctrine. This doctrine, first, is in the Bible. But that, remember that in Matthew chapter 13, there is a parable there of a woman that took leaven and mixed it with 3 measures of meal and corrupted the whole meal. In that parable, in Matthew 13 verse 33, Jesus Christ was talking about the 3 works of grace that leaven is false doctrine. A woman corrupted it with false teachings and destroyed the whole process of salvation. Substituted what justification is with something else. What the baptism of the Holy Ghost is with something else. The whole 3 works and even the process of sanctification, it is a woman. And that woman is the woman in Revelation chapter 17, known as a harlot and the mother of harlots. And when we trace it down, it is the Roman Catholic Church. But God, hallelujah, promised that Elijah shall come and restore all things. And Elijah came through the ministry of William Branham with the Elijah anointing. And so what I am preaching has been going on since 1933. And every leader of every denomination, they have had that teaching. They know the ministry of William Branham. But they turn it down because in accepting it, you will have to destroy the structures on ground. And so, don't think that they don't know it. They know it. And don't think that I am the only one preaching it. It's everywhere. I was watching the leader of Redeemed Church on the television and just during the week. And he was telling them, blessing a group of people on air, and he was saying that the Trinity will come and bless you. God the Father will bless you. They say amen. God the Son will bless you. They say amen. God the Holy Ghost will bless you. They say amen. And even read the Bible very well, there is nothing like God the Son in the Bible. And I heard that same man again calling, making altar call, and I heard him telling, Father, write their name in the book of life. And that is a doctorate degree holder. That is a mathematician that is supposed to be a man that is analytical. He can analyze. He's a don of mathematics. Teaching not in primary school, secondary school, but in the university. Therefore, he knows, and he reads, and he knows that the Bible said the book of life was written before the foundation of the world. So why will he tell God now write their name in the book of life? Now, a man like Mbadiniju, last year, former governor of Anambra State, he read something that Adeboye wrote, and the thing pained him, and he decided to take two full pages of the, I think, Sun newspaper or Punch, and replied Adeboye concerning the doctrine of the Godhead, and told him clearly that there is nothing like Trinity in the Bible, and pointed out there that the name of our God is Jesus, and mentioned that baptism is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he read it. He must have seen it. And he would not say, but he turned it down. The reason is simple. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. But unto them who are without. Mark chapter 4 says so. Hallelujah. It is spoken in parables. Let me tell you something. You look at them and think they are mighty men of God. But what is mighty before you may not be mighty before God. Let me just tell you, the size of the congregation does not determine approval from God. I am telling you, what determines approval from God is that what you are teaching, we bring it to the Bible, the Urim and Thummim, and it flashes. If it does not flash, it is wrong. They have had it, and I am on television every day, satellite television. And we say what I am saying. Every Monday, we dedicate it to just tell the whole world, baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we have thousands all over the world that watch us, both on the internet, that submit, go wherever they are to rebaptize. And they write us, they call us, and they praise us, and they are praying for us, for opening their eyes to understand a simple doctrine in the Bible. Yet, William Branham said, the error has gone so far that it will take the Holy Ghost to open your eye to even see water baptism. So they know. They know. Hallelujah. Church, clap your hands for Jesus. Stand up. Pick your hymn books. Hymn number 100. Then Jesus came. The tempter's power is broken. Let's worship our God. Let's go, everybody. Was at the Lord beside the highway bank. His eyes were blind. That's somebody's condition here today.
He could not see.
His blood is red.
He crossed his rest. And shivering in the shadow.
Jesus came.
Then Jesus came. And there is a
Christ. When Jesus came.
the scepter's fire is broken.
When Jesus
comes, what is the wiped away?
He called himself
a demon possessed.
When Jesus came,
and
said that
God is free.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken.
When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away.
He tastes the gloom, feel the life we know, all is changed.
When Jesus comes to stay, all clean.
Everybody worship him.
The leper cried, "Don't fever, don't fever, this is a creeping sickness, and Jesus can cast out every fear." Hallelujah.
Difference. Once Jesus stepped into that matter, the power of the enemy is